Welcome to the wrap of the ICC Cricket World Cup on AFM, where we'll keep you up to date to the latest news and developments at the World Cup in Australia and New Zealand. The Proteas continued their wake of destruction at the World Cup this morning when they thumped Ireland by 201 runs at the Manuka Oval in Canberra. This morning, South Africa won the toss and elected to bat first, posting a second consecutive score of over 400 runs and thus becoming the first team to achieve the feat in ODI cricket. The men in green and gold set the Minnows a target of 412 runs for the win after Hashim Amla scored his 20th ODI ton with a knock of 159 runs. Faf du Plessis scored 109 runs, while Riley Rousseau of the Chevron Knights blasted 61 not out off 30 balls. Kyle Abbott claimed a career best of 4 wickets for 21 with the ball. Captain A.B. de Villiers said he's been impressed with the Irish during the tournament.
I've been very impressed with the way they've improved as a cricket team. I played against them in 3 World Cups now, and every single time I've seen a hell of an improvement in their skills and the way they play the game. Very impressed. Look, they started the tournament off with a bang. Still got a good chance of making that quarterfinals, which will be massive for them as a cricketing nation. And we played the best possible cricket that we could have done today, and I was pretty happy with our performance. I won't say that them getting more than 200 disappointed me.
Amla rightly earned the Man of the Match award for his stellar performance of the bat, and after a slow start to the competition, he's finally coming to the party with the willow. Amla said unless you Don Bradman or AB de Villiers, you won't score runs in every innings, although that's always the goal.
Yeah, listen, you'd like to score runs every game, but I don't think that's quite possible unless you Don Bradman or AB de Villiers. You know, the rest of us will just try and cash in wherever we can and get some runs. You always want to score runs in big games, and even when you're playing against the lower-ranked teams, you still got to try and put a performance in. And no matter what, it's an international game, and put the team in a good position is the ultimate goal, and thankfully my son Faf got to do that.
South Africa next faced Pakistan on Saturday at Eden Park in Auckland. Meanwhile, in Perth, co-host Australia will be looking to return to winning ways when they face Afghanistan tomorrow at the Wacker. After beating England, having the game against Bangladesh abandoned due to Cyclone Marcia, and their one wicket loss to the Black Caps, the pressure will be on the Aussies in a match which will normally be considered a walk in the park. Australian captain Michael Clarke says they are confident that it's up to them to turn things around after their loss to New Zealand.
Like I said, we would love to win every game we play, but I don't think that's realistic in the game of cricket, so we certainly respect and appreciate how good a team New Zealand are, and they beat us the other day, and it's up to us to turn things around and come out and perform really good tomorrow.
The match at the Wacker gets underway at 8:30 tomorrow morning. In Napier, the batting Pakistan are looking to regain their form when they take on the tenacious United Arab Emirates. With disappointing performances with the batting in tournament, the 1992 champions are targeting plenty of runs. With most of the teams in Group B targeting the third spot behind India and South Africa, Captain Mishbal Haq says the side need to focus on winning all their games.
Mainly you could see that all the teams are still interested, and that's really interesting for us also. But we have to focus is just go there, improve our performance and try to win the games. And I think that's the simplest way we have to just think.
This match at McLean Park starts at 3 a.m. tomorrow morning. And that's it for this evening. I'll be back at 8:30 tomorrow morning with another wrap from the World Cup.